VCR. Morning. I think everyone is just in shock. We found our next pastor, Wes Mark. All right, we're gonna hire you as our next pastor. Since he did such a good work.
我们刚刚看那个胆机真是太棒了，这个我们可能找到了我们下一个牧师的候选人了哈。
So the pastor search committee, your work is done. Okay, today we're talking about victory. Why victory? Because Christ has risen.
今天呢，我们来讲关于 得胜。
So the resurrection message is all about victorious living because of our victorious Lord.
因为主的复活是全部是关于得胜的生活，我们如何在主里头有得胜的生活。
But the reality is, a lot of us live in fear.
但实际上呢，我们都生活在恐惧之中。
Right, we got all kinds of fear.
我们有各式各样的恐惧。
Every day.
每一天都是。
Things that scare us.
有些事呢，让我们很害怕。
And things that would never happen, but we're still scared about it anyway.
有些事情可能永远都不会发生，但是我们还是觉得很害怕。
So just to show how easy it is for us to get into this mode of being afraid.
那我要给大家展示一下，我们进入这样子一种恐惧的状态是多么的容易。
I'm going to get a volunteer, okay?
我要请一个志愿者上来。
All right, Jialin, you look like you want to volunteer. Come on up here.
我们找到了 John.
Oh, this is taped on there. All right, Jialin. Are you afraid?
Jialin, you 害怕吗?
Yes, I'm very afraid.
Oh, this is not turned on. All right, Jialin is afraid. Let's see how afraid you are. Let's see. So Jialin's really afraid because he's looking at the box. He doesn't know what's in there. This is called the fear box.
这盒子就叫做恐惧盒。Because
it's filled with something that Jialin's really afraid of.
因为这盒子里面装了一点东西呢，是Jialin很害怕的。It's
probably alive.
可能是个活物哦。It'll
probably bite back.
可能会咬人哦。It's
probably very slimy and gross. Are you worried, Jialin?
Yes, I'm very scared.
You don't sound scared. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have you stick your hand in there. But before you do that, just stand right behind.
All right,
so what Jialin's going to do later is there's something here very scary, okay? Jialin's going to stick his hand and he's going to try to tell us what it is.
所以呢，这个盒子里头呢有Jialin很害怕的东西，然后Jialin要把手伸进去，他看不到，他要告诉我们他抓到了是什么。He's
very quiet. He's very scared right now. Don't do it yet. But I'm going to show everyone else what is in there. Okay, Jialin doesn't know what this is.
那在Jialin伸手进去之前呢，我先让大家看一下这里头是什么。
Just make sure you don't shout out what it is. Okay, I'm going to show you a picture of it.
就你们看了以后，你们不要叫出来，这是什么啊？他就是让你们看一下。He's
really afraid now. Stressed out.
Johnny脸上的表情都变了。
Let me remove the cover. And then Johnny, you can...
里面的这个
Stick your hand in there and touch them, okay? And guess what it is.
Johnny, 你们可以把手伸进去摸一摸，然后说告诉我们是什么。
What do you think it is, Jialin?
Is it poop?
Okay, now we all know Jialin's afraid of poop, so don't throw poop at him, okay?
Johnny 以为里面是
Wait, it's worms.
Is it worms?
Wait, it's gummy worms.
All right, Jialin, you got it. Take your hand back out. Yes, you can take it out. Oh, don't eat it. He's trying to eat it. All right, they are gummy worms. They're this. Anyone eaten this before? Yeah. Sour gummy worms. All right, Jalen. Man, I thought you were going to scream or something, but you didn't.
其实只不过是这个一个
吃的东西。Okay. Yeah.
Got you some gummy
worms. Right now?
五年级的小朋友，外面有 program， 你们可以到外面去。The fifth graders and below, you have programs outside. Go to the classrooms. You guys can go now.
Little kids. All right. So that was just a silly little example.
所以刚才呢，给大家的一个很挺搞笑的一个小小例子哈。
He didn't seem all that scared.
他看起来其实挺可，觉得挺可怕的。
But we know he's scared of poop.
我们起码知道说他对便便挺害怕的。
But for most of us, every day it isn't filled with things like gummy worms.
但是对我们每一个人来讲呢，我们的每天的生活不是说都是这样子的一个，好像看糖果一样的生活。
So we have legitimate fears.
我们的恐惧是真实的。
Alright, think about what's on the news these days.
想一想新闻里头你们都看到了是些什么东西。
We have school shootings.
我们有学校里的枪杀案。
Maybe you have a fear of losing your job.
也许你害怕会失去工作。
Fear of broken relationships.
也许你对你的关系有害怕。
With your spouse, with your kids, with your friends.
跟你的这个妻子、丈夫的关系，跟你的朋友的关系，跟你的孩子的关系。
We saw some of these kids. They had a fear of getting an A minus in their classes.
我们刚刚短剧的时候看到这些小朋友们、小孩子们，甚至都害怕自己的成绩不够好。
Some of us have fear of losing our health.
有些人害怕自己的身体状况会越来越糟糕。
Some of us are fearful of feeling insignificant and worthless.
有些人是害怕自己在这个世界上没有价值。
Yeah, of not being successful in our professions.
在我们自己的工作上面不够成功。
Some of us are fearful of no one loving us.
有些人害怕没有人爱他。
And if we just go through this, it's going to be a really, really long list of just fears that all of us have.
如果我们把这些所有的列出来的话，这个单子会很长很长，都是我们的恐惧。
And we go through this every day.
那每天我们都是这样子过日子。
Then we get to the worst and ultimate fear, which is death.
然后呢，我们会面临我们最终的恐惧，那就是死亡。
So all of us are afraid of death. I'm afraid of death.
恐怕每一个人都很害怕死亡，我自己也很害怕死亡。
So have you ever asked the question, why is it that we just have fear-filled days every day?
所以你会忍不住问自己说，为什么我们每一天都充满了恐惧呢？
Why does it exist?
为什么恐惧会存在呢？
I think for most of us, we don't think about it.
对于很多人来讲，我们平时根本不去想这个问题。
It's just part of life, and so we just accept it and try to get through every day.
对于我们很多人来讲，只是生活的一部分，所以我们每天就试着这样子过日子。
And I want us to imagine what if we did not have to live that way.
我要大家想一下，就想一下，如果我们的生活不是这样子的。
I want us to imagine and say, what if I could look at things that I'm fearful of and say, you have no control over me.
我要向大家想一下，如果你看着这个让你最恐惧的事情，你说你不能控制我。
We heard some of that from Sister Hanping a while ago.
我们刚刚听到这个汉平姐妹的这个见证，我们听到了一些。
And that really is the good news of Easter.
这真的就是我们在复活节的好消息。
That the resurrected Christ has brought victory over fear.
那就是复活的主耶稣基督带来了胜利，战胜恐惧的能力。
The risen King makes us see, understand, and face fear very differently.
这位复活的主、复活的王，让我们看到恐惧的时候，用非常不一样的眼光去看。
The resurrected King shows us how to conquer fear.
我们这位复活的主，让我们看到如何可以战胜恐惧。
So we're going to go into a passage in John today, where the resurrected Christ appears to his disciples.
所以我们今天来读约翰福音里头的几个经节，是我们复活的主向他的门徒显现的经节。
But let me set up the context.
但是让我先告诉你们一些背景的知识。
The disciples are huddled in a locked room because they're afraid. They're fearful.
那些门徒们他们都挤在一个房间里，因为他们很害怕。
There's a couple reasons for this.
因为有几个原因他们很害怕。
The first reason is their beloved Lord and Savior is dead, and worse, he's missing.
对，首先这个原因就是他们很爱戴的这位主已经死了，而且他的尸体也找不到了。
And secondly, the Jewish leaders have accused the disciples of stealing the body, and so if they're going to go out, they're going to get arrested.
然后呢，这些犹太人呢，还指控这些门徒们说是他们把耶稣的尸体偷走了，所以他们只要出去就可能会被逮捕。
And I think the third one is that the disciples realize they've failed Jesus.
那第三个可能是门徒们自己认识到说他们让耶稣失望了。
When Jesus was being arrested and crucified, the disciples ran away. They denied him. They scattered.
当耶稣被捕送上十字架的时候，这些门徒们四散而逃，离弃了耶稣。
And so they failed their own Lord.
所以他们真的让他们自己的主失望了。
And it is during this time, locked in a room, where Jesus appears to them after his resurrection.
就是在这个时候，当他们都蜷缩在这个小房间里的时候，耶稣在他们面前显现了。
And not only does he comfort them, he gives them three gifts.
不光是耶稣在这里来安慰他们，而且他给了他们三个礼物。
And the gifts of Jesus that he gives to his disciples that day is to help them understand and have victory over fear.
这个礼物，耶稣在那一天给这些门徒们的礼物就是。让他们有战胜恐惧的能力。
And the same thing that Jesus gave them, he gives to us this morning.
耶稣当时给门徒的这个礼物，他今天也要给我们。
It's for us to know Christ, to know that he has risen, and that we do have victory over fear because of Jesus.
所以今天他要给我们的礼物就是知道，就是认识耶稣，知道耶稣已经复活，他给了我们战胜恐惧的能力。
So that's it. Jesus wants us to have victory over fear, and he gives us three gifts. What are these three gifts?
所以耶稣要让我们胜过恐惧，他给了我们三个礼物。那这三个礼物到底是什么呢？
So let me read from John chapter 20, verse 19 through 23.
所以来让我们来读约翰福音的第二十章的十九到二十三节。
Remember, the disciples are locked in a room. Okay, they're afraid. They're full of fear.
那要记住，在这个时候，这些门徒们躲在这个小房间里，他们是非常非常恐惧的。
How does Jesus help them overcome that fear?
那耶稣怎样帮他们战胜恐惧呢？
So the same thing for us. I don't know what room you're locked in today.
同样的，也是在我们的身上，我不知道你们自己现在把自己关在什么样子的一个小房间里头。
So Jesus is going to show up, and he's going to give you three gifts to help you have victory over your fears.
但是耶稣今天会在你的面前显现，让你看到他的三个礼物，让你可以战胜恐惧。
All right, John chapter 20, verse 19. I'll read in English, and Qianfang will read in Chinese afterwards. John 20, 19 through 23. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders,Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sin, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
约翰福音二十章十九到二十三节，那日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安， 父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹了一口气，说你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
Okay, so from here the first gift that we see Jesus giving the disciples is the gift of peace.
所以呢我们看到耶稣给这些门徒们的第一个礼物就是平安。
In fact, he says it twice in verse 19 and verse 21.
实际上在这短短的几节里他说两次，一个是在十九节，一个是在二十一节。
It's not a very casual sort of polite greeting.
不是这个一个普通的问候语而已。
It's not like Jesus is saying hello or 你好。
不是好像耶稣在说 hi 或者说你好。
Or what's up homie?
I don't even know how to
There's no Chinese translation for what's up homie. But he's not giving a very justGeneral hello.
但是他在这里不是只是普普通通的说一句问候语而已。
When Jesus tells us peace be with you, there's a reason for him saying that.
当耶稣说平安，愿你们平安的时候，他是有一个很好的原因理由说这句话的。
Because what were the disciples lacking?
那因为你们看门徒们这时候缺乏的是什么？
They were lacking peace. They were filled with fear.
因为门徒们缺的就是平安，他们心里充满了恐惧。
And the reason they have fear is because Scripture tells us we have a broken relationship with God.
那他们之所以有恐惧，是因为好像圣经里说的，他们跟神的关系是破碎的。
And I want to show us just two verses where God tells us that that is the case, and He has done something to mend that broken relationship and to give us peace instead of fear.
所以我们再来读几节圣经，我们看到确实我们在与神之间的关系破裂是这个原因，但是耶稣基督给了我们礼物，让我们可以修复这个破碎的关系，让我们有平安。
All right, the first passage is from Isaiah 53 verse 5.
那第一个经文是在以赛亚书53章5节。
This is a prophecy that God gives about his son that will come to heal brokenness, to give us peace.
这个一段是一个预言，是神在告诉人说他会送他的儿子过来，来修复人与神之间的关系。
All right, Isaiah 53:5 it says this, But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wound we are healed.
以赛亚书五十三章五节，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受刑罚我们得平安，因他受鞭伤我们得医治。
See what this is saying here is Jesus traded sin, death and fear.
所以这个是什么意思呢？这个意思就是说耶稣交换了我们的罪，我们的刑罚和我们的恐惧。
What did he trade that for?
他交换这些交换成什么了呢？
He traded it for peace, life, and victory.
他把这些交换成了平安、生命和胜利。
In Philippians 4:7, it says this. Philippians 4:7, Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God and pay attention.And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ.
所以在腓立比书四章的七节说，神所赐出人意料的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
I want us to see here that the peace of God is not something that we can eat medicine for.
所以我要告诉大家说，神的平安不是说我们可以吃颗药就有了。
Right, a lot of us are fearful, and so we have to eat medicine because we can't handle the stress and anxieties.
有的时候我们是那样子的恐惧，以至于我们必须要吃药来控制我们的这样子的一个焦虑。
Some of us try to read books and gain experience and learn techniques on how to handle things in a peaceful way.
有些人呢是读书，读那些那些帮助的书，让我们知道怎么样子可以帮助自己来处理这些焦虑情绪。
Some of us just depend on sheer willpower to not be afraid.
那有些人就完全靠着自己的意志不要恐惧。
And God says you can't do that because our world is broken.
那但是神告诉我们说这些都没用，因为我们的世界是一个破碎的世界。
Do you truly want peace?
你真的要平安吗？
Then you have to embrace Jesus.
你要平安，你就要拥抱耶稣基督。
Because the kind of peace that God gives us transcends understanding.
因为神给我们的平安是出人意料的平安。
It's not something that we can manufacture.
不是我们自己可以生产出来的平安。
It's something supernatural.
这是一个超自然的平安。
It comes from outside of us.
是从我们之外来的。
And that's the first gift the resurrected Christ gives us.
这是我们复活的主给我们的第一个礼物。
Supernatural peace.
出乎意料的平安。
What is the second gift that Jesus gives us?
第二个礼物是什么呢？
Is this power.
是能力。
This is a little weird, but it's here that Jesus breathed on the disciples.
听起来好像有点奇怪哈，因为这边说他向门徒们吹了一口气。
Right, in verse 22, it says he breathed on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit.
在这个二十二节说，就像他们吹了一口气，说你们受圣灵。
Why did Jesus give the disciples the Holy Spirit?
为什么耶稣会给这些门徒圣灵呢？
Because in Scripture, the Holy Spirit is the power of God.
因为在圣经里头，我们知道说圣灵是神的能力。
Again, this is something that only God gives to us.
那这个事情，这个东西也是只有神才能给我们的。
Right, not something we can manufacture.
不是我们自己能生产的。
So let me just read two passages that talks about the power of God through the Holy Spirit.
所以让我来再读两节经文，让我们来看一看圣灵的能力。
Romans 15 verse 13 says, May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may beOverflowing with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
罗马书十五章十三节，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐、平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
See, this gift of power can only come from the Holy Spirit.
所以你们看到说，这样子一个能力的礼物，只能够从圣灵而来。
And this power is the one that fills us with joy and peace.
所以这个能力让我们自己的心里充满了喜乐和平安
and chips away at fear
让恐惧退去
That's not the only thing that the Holy Spirit gives us
这不仅仅是这个圣灵给我们的唯一的东西
The power of the Holy Spirit is amazing
圣灵的能力是非常神奇的
In Galatians 5:22-23, it gives us a whole long list of the power of the Holy Spirit that overflows into our lives.
在加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节给了我们一长串圣灵的能力。
And you'll notice that peace is in there as well.
那你会看到说平安也在其中。
So Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace.Forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
所以在加太书五章二十二到二十三节说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩惠、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
So when the power of God comes into our lives, it takes away fear and replaces it with all these fruit of the Spirit.
所以当神的能力进到我们的生命中的时候他就把恐惧挤走而在其中代替的是圣灵所结的这些美好的果子
It's supernatural only something that the risen Christ can give us
是超自然的只有我们复活的主才可以给我们这些
And this is the third gift that Jesus gives us
那第三个神给耶稣给他们的礼物是
Purpose
目标
So it says back in John 20, it says, As my Father has sent me, I am sending you.
所以回到约翰福音里头，他说，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
That is the purpose, the new purpose of someone who accepts the peace and power of God.
所以这个是接受了神的平安和能力的人，他们生命中的新的意义。
We have a brand new life purpose.
我们有个新的生命的目标。
Now I have to admit, this is a little hard to see as a gift.
所以我必须承认，这个说是一个礼物，好像有点牵强。
Because this is a little counterintuitive.
因为这个听起来好像跟我们的这个这个本能有点不符合。
不符合 ，Yeah. Why is that? It's because the disciples they are huddling in the room because they're afraid, right?
为什么呢？因为门徒们当时是躲在一间小房间里头。
And Jesus says, "Don't stay here. Go back out there."
啊，耶稣对他们说，别在这儿待着了，赶紧出去。
If I was the disciples, I'll say, "Wait, Jesus, that's not a gift."
如果我是当时门徒中的一员，我肯定对耶稣说，耶稣啊，这个不是礼物吧
？I want to be here with you. I don't want to go out there.
我只想在这儿跟你待在一起，我可不想出去哦。
If we think about it, in that locked room, the disciples have achieved what all of us are trying to achieve.
如果我们想一想，在那个被锁上的房间里头，那个门徒们已经完成了我们所有要完成的事情。
Okay, what have they achieved? They've achieved safety.
他们完成了什么呢？他们得到了什么？他们有平安，有安全。
They're in a locked room. The enemies can't come in.
在那个被锁了的房间里头，敌人也进不来。
They're not in danger.
他们也不在危险之下。
They're with people who think like them.
他们在一群跟他们想法相近的人中间。
They're with people who agree on their beliefs.
他们生活在一群跟他们有同样信仰的人中间。
They're with people who they can probably get along with.
他们可能也是在一群跟他们关系很好的人中间。
And Jesus was with them in the room.
而且耶稣在那里跟他们在一起。
And Jesus gave them peace and he gave them power.
而且耶稣给他们平安，给他们能力。
And it says in this passage, they were filled with joy.
而且在这里告诉他们说，他们门徒们就很喜乐了。
Isn't that what all of us are trying to achieve?
这难道不是我们所有的人想要得到的吗？
It makes absolutely no sense to be in such a perfect place to go back out there.
好像我们在这样子一个完美的境况之下还要出去，完全没意义啊。
Where they were at was perfect. Don't mess it up.
如果我们是在这样子一个完美的生活里头，为什么要想办法给它毁了呢？
Then what does Jesus do?
然后耶稣说什么？
He comes and he messes it up.
耶稣来了，把这一切全部给他。
He says, "I'm giving you supernatural peace."
耶稣说，我给你超自然的平安。
He says, "I'm giving you supernatural power."
他说，我给你超自然的能力。
And your new purpose is to unlock that door and walk out.
所以你的新的目标是把这门打开，走出去。
You no longer have to fear what you fear because God is now with you.
你不再需要恐惧你以前所惧怕的这些事情，因为神与你同在。
If we think about it, it's kind of like church.
如果我们再想一想，是不是跟教会很像啊？
Yeah, is this a safe place?
我们教会是不是一个很安全的地方？
We like hanging out with each other for the most part.
我们大部分时候，我们都愿意跟教会的弟兄姐妹们在一起。
We're away from dangerous things.
我们没有跟这些很危险的事情靠得很近。
We all kind of think alike.
我们都想法都比较相像。
We're all enjoying the peace and power of God.
我们都在享受神所赐给我们的平安和能力。
Within these walls.
在这个墙里头。
Locked away from the dangerous things outside.
我们把自己锁在这里头，与外面的世界的危险隔离开。
And Jesus has to come and mess it all up.
所以耶稣必须要来这里，把这些都给他毁了。
He says, "Each one of you here have a new purpose in life."
他到这里来告诉我们说，这里的每一个人生命头有一个新的目标。
And your purpose is to be sent out, just like the Father sent me.
你们的新的目标是要被差遣出去，就好像我的天父差遣了我一样。
But this time is different.
但这一次是不一样的。
He has given us peace, power, and purpose.
他这次他给了我们平安、能力。
So you're not doing this by yourself.
所以你也不是自己一个人在做这件事情。
The Almighty God, the risen King, has given this to you.
我们全能的神，我们复活的主，把这个给了你。
So let me close out with An analogy that Jesus gives us as he's sending out his disciples.
所以呢，让我再给大家一个例子，一个例子。当耶稣把这些门徒们送出去的时候。
The picture that he gives his disciples is the picture of someone who fishes.
他给了这些门徒们一个形象，就是一个捕鱼的人。
So Jesus say, "You will now be fisher of men."
所以耶稣说，你们现在是捕人的人。
All right, that's your new purpose.
这是他们的新的目标。
So this is what he calls us to be.
这是他让我们成为的。
Fearless fishermen.
无畏的渔夫。
Someone who can reel in a shark and not be afraid of it.
那个可以跟鲨鱼搏斗而不害怕的。
To look at the shark that you're afraid of and say, "You no longer have bondage over me."
看到这些我们所恐惧、所惧怕的鲨鱼，然后对他说，你不再束缚我。
Because the peace and the power and purpose of God is now my life.
因为神所赐的平安、能力和新的目标是我的生命的全部。
Living as victorious people of God.
我们要像一个得胜的神的儿女一样生活。
All right, don't be this guy.
不要成为诱徒你的这个人。
A fearful aquarium keeper.
一个很胆小怯懦的这个水族馆的一个管理者。
Okay. I can offend aquarium keepers because I had aquarium for like 10 years.
我也自己也曾经有一个小的水族馆。
It's safe.
很安全。
You just kind of keep it all together.
你只要把它就保护好就行了。
It's in the safety of your house.
在家里头很安全。
That's what we like.
我们都很喜欢这样子。
But God says, man, that is a fearful aquarium keeper. I called you to be a fearless fisherman.
但是神说，那只是一个胆小的水族馆的管理者。我是让你做一个无畏的一个渔夫。
So time to sell your tanks off on eBay and go buy a fishing rod.
所以呢，把你们家的这些在 eBay 上卖了，然后去买个钓鱼竿吧。
All right, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, you are so good.
天父啊，你真是太好了。
Lord, you know that we have so many things, God, that we are afraid of in our daily lives.
主啊，你知道我们在每天的生活里面，我们有太多害怕的东西了。
And many times, Lord, it overwhelms us, it paralyzes us.
很多时候，那些害怕甚至让我们没法动弹。
We feel like we're in a hole that we can't climb out of.
我们觉得我们好像在一个深深的这坑里头爬不出来。
We thank you, Lord, for the message of resurrection today.
主啊，我们谢谢你复活的信息。
We thank you, Lord, for a risen King.
主啊，我们谢谢你是复活的王。
Who has come, Lord, to make us a people who are victorious.
你来让我们成为一群得胜的人。
People marked by the peace of God, the power of God, and the purpose of God.
一群被神的平安能力和新的目标所标记的人。
And so, God, I pray for each person who's sitting here this morning.
所以神啊，我为今天在这里坐的在座的每一个人祷告。
To come to know you, Lord.
来认识你。
To be able to experience your supernatural peace.
能够经历你所带来的超自然的平安。
To be able to experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
能够经历圣灵的能力。
And to be able to live a life that is purposeful and not marked by fear.
是能够活出一个有新的目标的生命，而不是一个在恐惧中的生命。
All of this is possible because you have victory over death, Lord.
所有的这些都是可能的，因为主啊，你已经战胜了死亡。
We give you praises, glory, and honor.
我们给你赞美、敬拜和尊崇。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.